can. Great. So, so I'm 29 and I live here at Tararoloka and have done for almost 3 years now. So in this talk, I'm firstly going to just introduce myself and my experience of being a young person practicing in the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. I'll then talk about what we're doing in the FWBO to inspire young people in the Dharma. And then I'll follow on by sharing some of my thoughts on what I think attracts young people. So it'll be quite a practical talk, I hope, based on my experience in the FWBO. I suppose I appreciate that this experience, my experience, may not concur with experience of other people in this room. But I hope what I've got to say will be relevant to you. After I've finished talking, I hope there'll be a little bit of time for us to have some dialogue in which you can ask me questions. But also, I'd also be interested to hear about experience and activities for young people in your sanghas. So after listening to Trinley talking this morning, I thought, maybe I'll give a little bit of a background about, well, what attracted me to Buddhism. Yeah. So my first contact with meditation was as a child. My mother meditated, and I was taught to meditate at various points in my childhood. And then when I was 21, I was travelling in India, and I did a 10-day Vipassana Goenka retreat. At that point in my life, I was experiencing quite a lot of personal suffering, and and when I was on that retreat, I saw how meditation could help me free myself from that suffering and stop some of the suffering that I was creating for others. So when I returned to the UK, I had a strong resolve to keep meditating, and I found myself at the Norwich Buddhist Centre, so the FWBO Centre in Norwich. And then over the next 6 or so years, I worked as a physiotherapist and spent my free time at the Buddhist Centre or on retreats, and I asked for ordination into the Western Buddhist Order in 2005. However, I found that I wanted a more intensive environment to practice in, and so after a period of travelling in Asia, I moved here to Tararoloka to live in a community and to work with other Buddhists. So one of the most notable experiences of being involved in the FWBO in my 20s has been that I found myself in a sangha where the vast majority of people have been older than myself by at least 10 years, if not more than that. Until recently, I lived here in this community where I was 20 years younger than anyone else in the community. I think it's fair to say that in most FWBO centres, young people, that is, people in their late teens, 20s and 30s, are in their minority. The pattern is also reflected in the Western Buddhist Order itself, where there are now only around 2% of the order under 30 and 15% of the order under 40. Whereas in the 1970s, when the order was first founded, over half its members were in their 20s. So although the order has grown enormously over the intervening 40 years, both 20 and 30-year-old order members are now very few. So in the FWBO and WBO Sangha, there seems to be a lack of young people. There are a few exceptions to this rule, and there are certain centres which seem to have more a higher proportion of young people. So that seems to be in Sheffield and London. And I think that's probably partly about London being London and Sheffield being a particular group of people running that centre. I suppose for myself, I can say that I'm thankful that I get on with people that are older than myself. And so I haven't had a problem in many ways living my life with older people. And in fact, I've found that my friendships in the Sangha have blossomed on the basis of the shared love of the Dharma and of the meaning that we share to life. But in the last year or so, we have started more initiatives in the FWBO to try and inspire more young people in the Dharma. And being involved in these initiatives has put me in touch with a strong desire in myself to bring together more young people practicing in the FWBO so that we can support each other and inspire more young people to practice the Dhamma. So next I'm going to talk a bit about what it is we are doing in the FWBO to try and inspire more young people. So in November 2008, the FWBO development team, which is a team of people that are interested in the development of the FWBO, ran the first initiative. It was a weekend where 24 people of all ages and from a range of centres in the UK and Europe met to explore the topic, how can we inspire more young people with the Dhamma? Many ideas were generated on that weekend, which I'll discuss later on in the talk. For me, the weekend was the first time I'd been on retreat with more than just a few others my own age. And I think for all of us there, it was a relief and a joy to be on retreat with our peers. And it really motivated me to get involved in running more events for young people. I was surprised. I'd had huge resistance to going to the weekend. I thought, why do I want to go on a weekend about young people? But actually, it was just, it really changed something in me and set up this kind of interest and motivation in me. So I'd been asked to give a short talk on that weekend, exploring some of my personal experience with being involved with the Dhamma relatively young, and raising some of the issues involved and expressing some of my ideas for the future. As Modgala said, I was then invited to give a longer talk to the chairmen and women of the European FWBO centres at their meeting in January. So in that meeting, I talked about what I thought was attractive and what I thought was off-putting to young people coming across the FWBO centres, and I gave practical suggestions on what FWBA centres could do to attract more people. In the last year, since the first weekend in 2008, events led by young people for young people in the FWBA have started to happen. So events have been run in Birmingham, Brighton, Colchester, Newcastle and Leeds. Personally, I was part of leading a day retreat at the Birmingham Buddhist Centre in March, to which 20 people came, all in their late teens, 20s and 30s. So on that day, it was quite a simple day, really. We started with a dedication ritual and a metta bhavana meditation. And then three members of the Sangha gave talks on what inspires their practice. After a shared lunch, we had an open forum for discussion and activities, which ranged from groups going off to do dancing or drumming, to other people going off to have discussions about the use of intoxicants and Western philosophy. So, quite a range. So we then closed the day with a puja from the Bodhicharya Avatara. So another thing that I've done this year is we set up a Facebook group for young people in the FWBO, which now has over 170 members. I should say they're not all young. But it's on that group, people can post discussions, they can advertise events that are happening, they can share links and talks. And personally, I've found the group really helpful as a way to advertise the events that I've been doing this year. And also, it's a helpful way of networking when I've been setting up those events so that I can message someone I barely know and say, could you give a talk on this? You know, so it's been really helpful. So in a few weeks' time, I'll be part of running a second weekend for people in the FWBO to explore how we can inspire young people in the Dhamma. The weekend is already fully booked, with 34 people in their late teens, 20s and 30s, coming together from a range of FWBA centres. The vision for the weekend was to bring together a group of inspired and committed young Buddhists in the FWBO who want to be active at their centres to run activities for young people. The weekend will be an opportunity for those young Buddhists to meet and practice together, to discuss ideas about inspiring and supporting others and have fun. Ultimately, I hope the weekend will generate a real momentum for the young Buddhists in the FWBO to be more empowered to inspire other young people in the Dhamma. so that over the next few years, more and more events for young people will happen, thereby supporting the young people already practicing and inspiring others to join them. Another idea I have suggested is to create a structure whereby each centre has a young person's facilitator and a young person's group, and that these people then come together to form a UK-wide Buddhist network of young Buddhists. Having a named young person's facilitator at a Buddhist centre would provide a point of reference for new young people who are joining that centre. Ideally, that young person's facilitator would coordinate young person's activities at the centre and establish a group where young people could meet regularly. Then lastly, the facilitators and groups from each centre would come together to form a UK-wide forum to encourage and inspire other young people practising the Dharma. This could be regular UK-wide retreats for young people, as well as regional meetings and discussions on the internet on, say, the Facebook group. I'm not sure that this structure will take off in a formal way, although it could. But I'm imagining that the young people who are coming to the weekend next month may naturally become facilitators at their local centres, establishing activities there, which will then feed back into a UK-wide system. Okay, so in what I've talked about so far, I hope it's clear that I think the main problem is a lack of young people, and my main solution is to try and bring together and empower the young people that we do have to try and inspire more young people to join us. Quite simple. I hope that this will mean that when new young people come across Buddhist centres, they will not be put off straight away because there's no one their own age in sight, but will be able to see the presence of other young and inspired Buddhists. Given that like is said to attract like, if we want to attract young people, we need young people to be visible at our centres. In order for this to happen, those people running Buddhist centres and groups need to support the younger members of their Sangha to run activities and get involved. And my talk to the FWBO chairmen and women, I encourage them to have young people on their centre teams and supporting classes, and to consider having a named young person as a facilitator at the centre. It's important that we establish situations where young Buddhists can come together so that they can develop friendships with their peers and explore issues that are alive for them, thereby creating conditions where young people feel supported by other young people to live a Buddhist life. Young people are often faced with decisions about how they want to live their lives. For example, which career to follow or whether to get married and have a family. Our modern culture encourages us to seek security and success in material things, and we have a youth culture where casual sex and the use of intoxicants is rife. On events that I've done with young people, this area often comes up. Questions like, how to be a Buddhist and have a young person's life? The Buddha lived a homeless life. How can I practice as a Buddhist effectively and have a family and a career? I think young people need a space with other young people to explore these questions. Otherwise, they can walk away from Buddhism feeling like it just isn't for them and they're not welcome there. It is important to remember that young people who come to the Sangha may still be working with these questions and conflicts and have unresolved issues and need space and time to explore them. So it's really important to run events specifically aimed at young people. In the FWBO, it's still early days with our second weekend next month. However, young people have been keen to book on the retreat, and my intuition is the next year these weekends will continue, hopefully becoming bigger and more frequent events. That really is my intuition. I feel very positive about what's happening and the response to what's happening. And in 2010 here, I'll be part of a team running a weekend for young women at Tara Loca, which would be an opportunity for young women already practicing to come together and discuss what is alive for them as young women on the path. But young people also need older people too. It's important to remember that although young people are supported by the presence of other young people, they are often looking for inspiration from older role models. Individuals that have an energy about them, a presence even, who walk the talk and exemplify and teach the Dharma in an inspiring way. Inspiring teachers are often much older than their disciples. In the FWBO, Sangharakshita is a key example, being 42 when he established the FWBO, attracting many people in their 20s. So if you are older, then don't forget the important task that you have as an inspiring teacher and role model in attracting more young people to the Dharma. In the FWBO, Sangha and friendship play a key part in attracting young people. Young people often talk about a key person at the Buddhist Centre who was the first person that really listened to them or that they could talk deeply with. Offering this friendship, this Kalyana Mitra, to young people is invaluable. Personally inviting young people to join an event can also have a really positive effect. I think young people in this day and age really suffer from lack of confidence, and where they may have felt unconfident, wondering if a certain retreat or day retreat or class or course is appropriate for them. If we can offer them personal invitations and encouragement, then they can really feel empowered and supported to join in. It makes a difference. Young people often come across the Dharma during a search for meaning and purpose in their lives. They have an intuitive sense that the right job or house isn't going to do it for them. So when they come across the Dharma, they hear the truth and they find the sense of meaning and purpose in their lives they were searching for. For others, they were looking for freedom from suffering, and hearing the Dharma gives them a path that leads from suffering. It's worth just bearing that search for meaning in mind when you're planning courses and retreats, because it might just be that they're the sort of things that are going to attract young people. So some young people seem to be really attracted by intensity of practice. So intensive practice can take many forms. It could be lively Dharma study and debate, engaging and energetic ritual, and long retreats. They are looking for an activity, a project, or a lifestyle that will really engage them. In the FWBO, there has been a strong emphasis on establishing communities and team-based right livelihoods where Buddhists can live and work together, thereby creating the conditions for intensive practice. We need to keep alive these opportunities for intensive practice, to encourage young people to wholeheartedly engage with the spiritual life. With this in mind, during a recent recruitment drive here at Tara Loca, we specifically looked for younger members of our Sangha to live and work here. And this has culminated in a new team where three of us are in our 20s and 30s. In the future, I wonder whether community living in our cities will become more popular again, as the need to share the world's resources grows. So establishing communities may be a way where we can help share those resources for the world's sake, but it might also be a way that we could attract people to living in spiritual communities. Other young people need a less intense and informal approach. Young people will often be in or have recently finished years of academic study and will be put off by attending yet more classes and more courses. For other young people, they won't consider themselves as academic, and the idea of a Buddhist study course may seem really intimidating for them. So some young people really are therefore attracted to a more kind of drop-in style activities, much less formal approaches. That's something I definitely came across when I was a bit surprised about, but and other people in the FWPO were surprised about. But when I was talking to young people, when I first gave my first talk, the thought wanting a less formal setting was something that came up quite a lot. So, and ideally people were looking for informal activities as well, so opportunities for people to socialise, music evenings, film clubs, you know, football even, Sangha walks, camping weekends, you know. I think for a friend of mine, the most positive thing that's happened for him in terms of getting more involved in the Sangha in the last few years has been joining the inter-centre football club and going to football matches with other Buddhist centres. So, yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. Another thing I wanted to say is that young people often don't have very much money. And so I wanted to encourage you to, where possible, run events at your centres on Dana, on donations. Particularly, I think asking young people to pay up front for, a 6-week course is particularly off-putting, partly as they can't afford it, and partly as they're not really sure if they want to come on a whole 6-week course. Yeah. So we've run all of our retreats here at Tairaloka for the last few years on Dana, and it's been part of my role here to take the bookings and collect those donations. And from that experience, I have a real confidence in running events on Dana. I can see how some people give more and some people give less, and overall it works. So I really do encourage you, where possible, to run events on Dana. So another area friends of mine are passionate about is the importance of taking Dharma into universities and colleges. It's not an area I have any experience in, and from talking to them, I seem to get the impression that the majority of the young people who do go to Buddhist meditation classes at university don't necessarily go on to the Buddhist Centre or become committed Buddhists. But that aside, I still think it's an area worth pursuing. Partly because I think it's an opportunity for us to empower young Buddhists that we do have to be able to go and communicate the Dharma, which I think is very positive. But also, inevitably, for the people that do attend those classes, it's going to have an effect. Yeah, that's going to be positive. And the last thing I thought I'd drop in is I think we also need to consider how we train younger members of our Sangha to teach the Dharma so that they can communicate the Dharma to new people coming in, but also as an investment in the next generation of Dharma teachers. So I wonder if there could be merit in establishing some kind of training course for younger members of our Sangha. So in conclusion, I'm encouraging you to empower the young Buddhists you already have in your Sanghas to get involved and run activities for other young people. Primarily, this will support the young people in your Sanghas to live a Buddhist life. But I'm sure it will also create a momentum for young persons' activities at local centres, which hopefully will build to be more UK and even worldwide. My intuition that this positive, committed base of young Buddhists will naturally attract and inspire other young people to join them. As I said, like attracts like. Also consider a range of activities at your centres that would attract young people, from intensive projects such as opportunities to live or work together, to informal activities such as a Sangha supper before Sangha night or a game of football. And lastly, don't forget the important job you have as older Buddhists in attracting young people by being inspiring teachers, role models and friends to younger people. Thank you.
Thank you.